welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved, my radio family. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, and I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate and care for you. Those of you that I know, some personally, some by means of years of correspondence, I truly love you and I'm very concerned and pray for you. And many times the Lord brings you to mind throughout my day, even in long after I've answered your letter and responded back to you. And for my radio family, I love you, and even though some of you have never written, some have listened for years, but I pray for the blessings of God to come upon you. And, you know, it's a two-way street. We are to pray one for another. We're to bear one another's burdens, the scriptures tell us, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so today, there's just, you know, I was at church and I spoke to a dear brother. In fact, it's amazing, a small world. There's a brother that he and his wife now are living in Idaho, but he said, you know, years ago I used to listen to Brother Glass and his brother-in-law. I was even one of his services when I lived in Southern California. And our worship leader shared something that was really precious, that as far as the world is concerned, or even in the church world, our normal way of greeting is to say, how are you? And so we respond, I'm fine, when in fact there are times that we're not fine. And there are many reasons why we can't be open or truthful, because we, for various reasons, which may be very good reasons, we cannot share the details. But he gave an example, the worship leader did, from his own life. A coworker asked him, how are you doing today? And he said, well, you know, no, I'm not doing so well. And he mentioned what the incident was. And he said, but you know, I'm not really able to go into it, but I would appreciate your prayers. And so at the end of the service, I talked with this brother and I said, you know, I could really use your prayers. I can't go into it. But, and he said, you too. And so, beloved, we go through times of difficulty, and for concern for the brethren, for love of others, sometimes we don't want to burden them. We don't want to add to their cares, but there is a time when we need at least to say, please remember me in prayer. And so it was a very precious moment in the spirit, because we had an understanding, and I didn't ask for details in terms of his own life, where we could pray for one another. Beloved, we're living in very difficult times. Jesus knew that we would experience times like this, and that's why the support and love of our Christian family. Hopefully, we have the opportunity to be in a good local church where the Word of God is preached. Sometimes there may be seasons in our lives that we don't have that. Nonetheless, our God is faithful. But there's a preciousness in being able to support one another, knowing that we love and are serving and are following the living God. And as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, the subject I'd like to introduce on today's broadcast is the arm of the Lord. And I'm feeling a little weary right now, so bear with me if I'm not too enthusiastic. My spirit is, but my body is just a little on the weary side. So, nonetheless, we're going to share some beautiful scriptures out of the book of Isaiah. But you know, before we even go there, before I say anything more, I know some of you listening are going through times of real battle, testing, and loneliness. as I shared with her brother, you know, if you're going through a serious illness or sickness, it's a very lonely time because only the Lord and you know what you're experiencing, not only physically in your body, but emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. And so while we don't have to know the details in the lives of others, we can surely pray for them, pray with the understanding, pray in the spirit. And many times when I don't know how to pray for a situation, or I use all the mental understanding I can to pray for, say, a particular request that comes in, then I will pray in the spirit because I know the Holy Spirit will pray the perfect prayer, the thing that needs to be prayed and brought by Jesus as he intercedes for us to his and to our Heavenly Father. God does hear and answer prayer. Does he know what's going on? Of course he does. But he wants us to interact. He wants us to enter into relationship with him, because when he answers prayer, we know there are things that only he would know. See, that's the beauty of the gifts. That's the beauty of answered prayer, because we are assured and are given evidence of our faith that yes, indeed, God did hear that prayer, and he's very mindful. So let's pray. Father, you see those who are weary and worn and tired from the battle. Lord, some that are feeling so lonely, so alone, and it might not just be physical sickness. It could be problems in relationships at a time in their life when they're confused, they're not certain what step to take. Lord, there are important decisions that are before them. Very many consequences depending on that decision that is made. And so, Father, you said we could ask freely when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to asking for wisdom. You give liberally. Lord, you don't accuse us, you don't rebuke us, you don't harangue us that we don't have the knowledge or the sense. But, Lord, our understanding is upon you and your ways, that you will reveal it. You will make the way straight before our feet. And so, Father, I'm asking for my brother and sisters, my spiritual family, those who are in a time of real duress, a time of needing God's intervention. And, beloved, there's times I so feel the needs of the saints of God. I just literally cry out to God, literally, and shed tears, asking God that you have to do what no man can do, no agency can do. And Lord, we're asking that now, that you would strengthen those who feel that they're at the end of their strength. They feel, Lord, they just can't go much further, because God, you are the God of the impossible. You will not give us more than we can bear. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim strength and anointing and virtue and wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. Lord, that your people will not walk in darkness, for the light of life shall arise upon us. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. We claim this, Lord, and we ask for your anointing on the scriptures that we're going to be sharing this week. Open up our hearts and minds, cause faith to arise, and let us praise you and thank you that you are God who not only knows everything about us, but is intimately concerned and is touched. You have compassion for the feelings of our weaknesses, the things that we go through. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, just recently, I had an experience talking with a good person. He was a good man, but unsaved. And, you know, to those who don't know Jesus personally, to the unbelieving world, they really can't understand us Christians. It's a mystery as why we lay claim to the experience of the new birth, why we know, it's not just our opinion, we know it is necessary to experience the born-again experience so we can have a relationship with Jesus, why we serve the living God, why we've turned from our former ways of living. And it was just a conversation. It wasn't on the things of God, but it was on just general morality, character, ethics, integrity, was something I thought that we should be able to, from my knowledge of the person, be able to relate to, that he could. But as I shared and as we talked, I began to see he was totally incapable of understanding the spiritual dynamics and underpinnings of the reason for ethics and morality. And I really began to see the God of this world really has darkened the minds of the natural man. They simply cannot understand the things of God. Not that they don't want to, not that they're rebellious, but until our spirit man becomes alive in Christ, we simply cannot understand the things, the ways of God, because they're spiritually discerned. And so, beloved, that's why we can't use, while it's helpful, I mean, thank God for Christian apologetics, debate, argument, logical reasoning, all that's a very wonderful thing, but you can't impart spiritual insight and reality and truth unless that heart is open to receive the Spirit of truth, who is the Holy Spirit, who teaches us and shows us the ways of Jesus. That's his purpose. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit, he just delights in revealing Jesus. And that's why if you walk with the Lord, if you've been listening in any length of time, I really encourage you to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit, because he's precious, he's loving, he's helpful, he's also a lot of fun. And I don't mean that in an irreverent way, but it's precious, the joy he can bring to our heart, the small things, the little humorous things, showing us ways that we can improve the way we do things. And so I do invite you, get acquainted with the Holy Spirit and just receive the love and goodness of the Lord. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you, as we will venture into the arm of the Lord, what Isaiah has to say about another passages in Scripture, and why we need the arm of the Lord revealed in our lives and in our behalf. God is a good God. And if you need prayer, as always, I invite you to write. We have our announcer always faithful to share the mailing address. And if you would prefer to email, and if you'd like a personal response, please send or include your mailing address, although I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you. I thank God for the privilege of sharing this time together. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.